Good afternoon. Welcome to Mass as the Church honors today one of those 12 chosen by Jesus, 12 apostles. Not a great deal is known about St. Bartholomew. I'm not sure if this is his first name, his surname, but since the earliest time of the Church's existence, he's been identified as Nathanael in the gospel that we've just heard. He's listed in the 12 apostles, the calling, right next to Philip, who is here in this gospel passage today as well. The interesting thing about this gospel today is the kind of the incredulity that Nathanael first has when Philip invites him to come and see the one that they're listening to, the one that they are with, Jesus from Nazareth. And Nathanael makes that famous, you know, can anything good come from Nazareth? Philip says, well, come and see. And as soon as Jesus sees him coming, Jesus, who already knows everything about him, begins to slowly reveal himself to him. He said, here is a true child of Israel, which kind of disturbs Nathanael because he says, well, how do you know me? And Jesus says, oh, I know you. I saw you under the fig tree there talking with Philip and the others. Oh, I know you. And Nathanael then makes one of the earliest, that we think, professions of faith in the New Testament. Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. The beauty of our God is that throughout the scriptures, throughout life, throughout history, God brings us on this journey. And at a certain moment in time, he's then fully able to reach into us, into our hearts, so that we can then make this response, that we can make this profession of faith. It's as if up until then we're kind of still struggling a little bit in the dark, trying to work it all out. But it's always God who reveals himself. And then we're able to make whatever it is that God desires for us. He leads us along that path. And I want to suggest that for all of us, every day of our lives is that journey. But when we reflect on the way of the world and culture and society of today, they have no time for that waiting with God. You and I have faith. But the world tells us we need results now or even yesterday. It doesn't have time to wait. But we have to wait. And we have to be in conversation or dialogue with God, just like Nathanael was. And these 12 apostles that Jesus chose to be with him in the most intimate moments of his ministry, about some of them, like Nathanael, Bartholomew, not a great deal is known. Legend has it, though, that Bartholomew suffered a violent death. He was literally flayed alive. Michelangelo, in the beautiful Sistine Chapel painting, has Nathanael or Bartholomew holding virtually his own skin. And on it is written, in a sense, the story of his life. Most horrific, most brutal end to anybody's life. But in the dailiness of life and in prayer, Somebody out there is saying to you and to me, like Philip, come and see. Well, let's turn that around a little bit, and somebody out there is saying to us, go and see. You know? Go to Jesus. Go and talk to him. Go to Mary. Go and talk to her. There's always a Philip somewhere just pointing the direction. The question is, am I aware of that? And if I see it, do I follow it? Or do I just simply dismiss it? Can anything good come from Nazareth?